There's a couple of things I think running around in our heads and our hearts, and one of those is that a common conversation I think we've been having recently is, and maybe it's a little bit out of the TPM conference and world, is, are there truth-based unpleasant emotions? So the idea of TPM is often we feel this emotional pain, a lot of emotional distress that isn't based in truth, it's based in lies. And so we're trying to root those out. But there's also times when we have unpleasant, maybe you'd call them negative emotions, but those are based in truth. Things like grief and mourning, and obviously just sadness over different things in this world. And so we've been talking about that at some times. Pat had some thoughts on anger that he's been really thinking about a lot. And so we're just praying and thinking, I think there's a book of the Bible where God talks about all this kind of stuff. And I think that God gave the book of Lamentations to the church for us to know that you can feel, you can complain, you can bring your raw, unfiltered faith in God's presence, and he doesn't reject that. He says that's okay. And so over the next couple of weeks, we just want to explore this arena of lament, of taking what is grief and tragedy and trauma and ideas of mourning, and is there a way, a prescriptive way that God has given us to walk through those things? Because I don't think we tend to do that well, either as humans or as Americans. We're pretty good at coping, at just saying, you know, whatever, we're going to stuff that to the side. Or we just never really process through it maybe fully. And so over the coming weeks, we're not going to unbottle the whole thing this morning. We want to walk through the book of Lamentations. And I guess really just this morning, just kind of save some of this for next week, kind of want to look at, real quick here, sources of pain. And just understanding that not all pain is created equal, right? Not all pain is the same. When we are experiencing those negative things, one is we just live in a fallen world. We live in a fallen world where if I never get a disease, if I never am in a tragic mishap, I will die still of old age. My body will stop working at some point. And that's because of sin. That's not how I was created to be originally. There's other people's sin that obviously cause pain in our lives. There's the pain that comes through testing and trial. And sometimes that's Satan, right? Satan in the wilderness with Jesus. Testing, trial, persecution, and then our sin. And so we kind of want to look at this big globe, this big idea, this big ball of where pain comes from. How do we process it when it can be based in truth? And that the book of Lamentations, a lot of it is their own sin. But it's a community ownership of their sin. And so Jeremiah is the author of Lamentations. I wonder if as he went through that whole experience, he said, I didn't do any of this. I was trying to worship God. I was trying to call people to repentance. I was the one that was saying all these things, and now you guys didn't listen to me, and look what's happening. But guess what? He's included in that pain. And how does he process through that? He sees the city fall. He sees his friends and his family killed and exiled. And so this whole arena, this big idea of how do we process through the grief and the mourning, and with refugees, it's just, it's really shocking. When you sit and talk with them, and almost every one of them says, yeah, my brother was killed by ISIS. Yeah, this is what the Taliban did to my family. This is what's going on. And to recognize that trauma and tragedy and grief is something that's universal that we go through. And across country lines, it pays no attention to where we build our fences. grief is everywhere. And so how do we process through those things? Are there things that God has given us? And so that's what we're going to look at. And just to believe that somehow when the mountain that we're standing on blows up, that's Mount St. Helens, before and after. When the mountain that we're standing on blows up, is there a word from God for where do we go and what do we do? So here's kind of what we want to look at as we kind of start working through the book of Lamentations, is what do we do with the pain, the grief, the mourning, the trauma, and tragedy? It would be really nice if there was a place I could just go put those and they'd be dealt with. If there was like a box, right? But there's not. What do we do with those? What do we do with unpleasant emotions that may be based on truth? Is there a place for anger in following God? How do we practically lament? And what are God's purposes in seasons of grief and lament? Is this picture just a happy-go-lucky Hallmark card idea? Or is it real? Can God bring flowers out of destroyed volcanoes where there was just pure destruction? So, just for this morning, I just want to give us some ideas, maybe as we're going to start this over the next couple weeks, is maybe, these are just ideas, so don't take these as like, everybody has to do these, but if the Lord would lead you through this, if there's some things that you might think, I want to maybe explore what this looks like, maybe to start reading through Jeremiah and Lamentations on your own, just to get a better sense of this biblical depth of what's going on here. To read through different psalms of lament, to begin to understand this language. And in the newsletter, I'll kind of just include, there's probably about 50 or so psalms of lament, and they all kind of follow a similar pattern. Maybe just to kind of start to stir up our hearts, to spend some time asking God if there are things he'd want you to walk in lament. Are there things that have kind of, you've hoped that there was a box you could put it in, but it's still there, a way for us to start to process through those things. And then just a book that Pat and I have both read that we found pretty helpful, Dark Clouds, Deep Mercy, if you'd like to go even more into this. So this is kind of where we're going to be going over the next couple of weeks. It's a chance for us to engage our hearts. And I think, I was telling Pat, if we were to compare lives of grief, I certainly don't feel like I'm the uttermost. I don't feel like I'm a Job. That has lost so much. There's room for me to learn, though. There's things that I want to pursue and start to understand. And I think this is a journey that's going to be healthy for all of us, whether we're ministering to refugees and to try to help them lament for our own lives, for our community. I think much of what's happening in America is we're seeing so much change and so many things falling apart. Part of some people's heart is, I'm just lamenting the state of where we live and what's happened to this world. And that could be proper. That could be a good thing to walk through and just to look around. So we'll go through this in earnest starting next week. But just to start to pursue this, that this is something we kind of want to take the lid off and say, can we look at this and see, are there things that God has for us to learn, things for me to learn and grow in as we start to work through the book of Lamentations? We're not going to go just like verse by verse by verse by verse, but just kind of take this as big ideas of what God works through in that and try to pursue these things together. So that's where we're going to be going. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you that you're at work all over the globe, and yet there are hindrances, there are obstacles to people experiencing your joy and peace, and there's hindrances and obstacles to me experiencing that, and there are things that we're just sad about, that we grieve over, that we tragedies and grief and trauma in varying degrees. And God, we pray that over this next season that you just help us to be brave and courageous to enter into these worlds. Pray that you would bring to mind if there's things personally for each one of us that you'd want us to walk through. And I pray, God, that you'd help us to see that you don't tell us to stuff emotions or go away with them. You welcome them. And there's a great example of people feeling deeply in truth and you receiving that. That the protest of, why is this happening? Look on my affliction. How could this have ever happened? You don't reject that. You want to draw near to that. And so we pray in this season as a church and individuals that you would lead us through this in your name. Amen. All right. Looking forward to it. Have a good morning.